Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And we are now here with Flint Hills Christian School Principal Tim McDonald and Manhattan Catholic Schools President or Principal Scott Holzhoff. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Thank you. Morning.
Thank you, Scott.
All right. Well, it's been a while since we've talked to you both. It's probably been a couple months. I guess just update us on the latest. I think, what was it, late fall, maybe early winter, we talked to you. I'm sure there's been a lot of new exciting things since.
Yeah, always things going on at school. Yeah, doesn't matter how big or how small the school is, there's things going on. And I'll just jump in there if you don't mind. For the third year running, Flint Hills Christian School has the Pott County Spelling Bee champion. Michaela Crow competed in the contest over there in St. Mary's a couple weeks ago. And again, this is the third year in a row we've had the champion spelling bee. So she'll be going on to the next level in March, and we're excited about that.
Do you remember what the winning word was?
I was not there, so I saw it in the paper, but I forgot what it was, so now I don't remember.
I'm sure it's probably a pretty tough one.
Probably something I can't spell.
I had one good run in a spelling bee in elementary school, and I don't know if I still can, go back and file an appeal on this. This wasn't at the city level or anything like that. This was just within my own elementary school, but I remember the word, and the word was... what I thought they said was present, like being present or getting a present. Mm-hmm. But apparently I misheard them and they said president. But I spelled the word I thought they said correctly. And if I were to file an appeal process, that's, you know what, I may do that this afternoon. Let's right some wrongs in the past.
And I'm sure they'll tell you, you should have asked some questions. You should have asked where I put it used in a sentence, or you should have asked for the etymology of that word.
Yeah.
They get pretty tricky on some of those.
Failure's a great teacher, right?
Yeah, what can we say? Yeah.
And Scott, what's kind of the latest over there at Manhattan Catholic Schools?
We just had Catholic Schools Week last week and started off with our fifth grade singing at the choir at $7 and ended the week at St. Thomas More. We had a multitude of activities going on for the kids, from pajama day to crazy dress day to sports day. But we threw in a lot of service projects. So we did a food chain for the food pantry. We wrote letters to seminarians. We had a rosary prayer service, and then we had daily prayer service as well. So, just to keep Catholic school in the background, it's a national week for us, and it's fun for the kids. And we just appreciate the parents that bring the kids to Manhattan Catholic, and we try to have fun once a week a year, although the kids have fun all the time. So.
Did you participate in any of those days? Did you do a pajama day?
No, because the mayor came and gave us a proclamation, and I didn't want my picture in the paper if it got there in my PJs, so I dressed up for that one.
Probably a good call.
It was.
Well, you know what, real quick, especially maybe for some listeners that aren't familiar with either Flint Hills Christian School or Manhattan Catholic Schools, maybe... We spoke a little history, Fort Riley history, in the first half hour. Maybe a little history on your school, I wouldn't say districts, but your schools, and maybe how long they've been in town and that sort of thing. Whoever wants to start.
Okay, I'll go ahead and jump on in there with Flint Hills Christian School. Yeah, we were formed in 1984 by Living Word Church at that time, and it was called Living Word Academy. Then in the middle 90s, the school became an independent parent-run school, and we changed the name then at that point to Flint Hills Christian School. And in 1996, we moved into our current facility at 3905 Green Valley Road, just on the east side of town in Pott County. And, we are a K-4, which means our pre-K, four-year-old program through 12th grade. And, very strong academically, good spiritual climate at the school. We've got up to 35 different churches that are represented in our student body. So we are very non-denominational or interdenominational from that standpoint. And we've got about 140 students currently, again, in K-4 through 12th grade.
And how many students did the school start with?
Oh, gosh, I'd have to go back and look at some documents on that. I was not around at that time, in 1984. when it started, probably 20, 30 students, something of that sort at that time.
So definitely some growth since it started.
Yeah, and we've been we are looking very much at growth. We're realizing the Manhattan community is growing, and we're in the midst of a program called Vision 2030, looking at what we expect the school to be like, when our current kindergartners are graduating in the year 2030.
Brady Bowman with Flint Hills Christian School Principal Tim McDonald, who you just heard speaking, and Manhattan Catholic Schools Principal Scott Holzhoff. And Scott, same thing, a little history and background on Manhattan Catholic Schools.
Yes, we've been around since 1908, and it was Sacred Heart Academy at the time with one student. And we've grown to almost 290 students. We're a little down this year, but we've gone through some name changes and building changes, and we went to Sacred Heart Academy to Seven Dollars because St. Thomas More wasn't built at the time. And then when St. Thomas More was built, then they made it Manhattan Catholic Schools in the 80s. So we've gone through a name change. So it's been crazy. We're going through construction now. This summer will be our third year on our capital campaign, and we're going to finish up what we started 6 years ago, so it's been a long haul, but making improvements.
And what type of some expansion? Or?
No expansion. It's just that our buildings, even though maintained, they just needed a refresh look, so we had new windows put in the buildings. We put new ceilings and lighting, new flooring. We repainted the interior. We're doing new landscaping. We had some roofing work done this summer. We're going to rework the front entrance and the office area and finish up preschool. But, it's a very inviting building now. We're really excited. We have new HVAC, so the kids have a controlled air and heat, which is nice, rather than the air conditioning units we used to have. So the learning environment is fantastic with the AC heat and new LED lighting.
And you said it started with one student.
Started one student in 1908.
So didn't have to worry about the curve or anything with that
student.
It was the best student and worst student at the same time.
That's right.
Let's take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll talk more with Flint Hills Christian School Principal Tim McDonald and Principal Scott Holzhoff of Manhattan Catholic Schools here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Weather is powered by Colbert Hills Golf Course and Restaurant, offering 27 holes of championship quality golf, plus one of the five